Kwazi wai kwazi wai kwazi kwai muri eZimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday the 3rd of December 2019. Mthokozo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muriam Zimbabwe, ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Muriam Zimbabwe, mthokozo muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje uhlelo, tonight on The Connection, we focus on HIV AIDS. HIV AIDS. Now, on the 1st of December 2019, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating World AIDS Day. Now, this is a day set aside by the United Nations that's being acknowledged by countries all over the world that targets towards raising awareness of the illnesses related to HIV AIDS, that targets towards celebrating those living with the condition, and of course, targets towards commemorating those that have passed on due to the condition itself. But that doesn't just end there, Zimbabwe. The whole month of December has been set aside as World AIDS Awareness Month. Now, for those that don't know, AIDS is a very serious thing in Zimbabwe. According to the United Nations and organizations such as AVERT, in 2018, 1.3 million Zimbabweans were living with HIV AIDS. This is just Izolo bafethu, last year 2018 abantu abayi 1.3 million babe phila bangachirarama ne uthachiwana HIV AIDS. Now Zimbabwe is one of the highest HIV prevalences in sub-Saharan Africa, standing at 12.7%. Now this might be a big issue for some people, and some people might be hearing these numbers and finding it very alarming. However, there is some positivity to it. In 2018, the amount of new infections dropped from 79,000 in 2010 down to 38,000 in 2018. Ngiyaphinda njalo, in 2018, the number of abantu who caught HIV and AIDS were at 79,000, and in 2018 they dropped down to 38,000. Now, for the number of deaths that are related to AIDS, they continue to fall. Once again, in 2013 they were standing at 61,000. Ngomnyaka ka 2018 they dropped to 22,000. Dadzokora zvekare. Muna 2013 panga pane vanhu 61,000 vakaurawa ne HIV and AIDS. Asi gore rapfuura muna 2018 panga pane vanhu 22,000 vakafa nenyaya ye AIDS. Saka nyaya iyi iri kuendera mberi, and it's still, however, the numbers of the amount of people that are dying due to it have dropped, which is some positivity to it. But we still have a very, very long way to go when we're talking about dealing with HIV and AIDS. Traditional reasons as to why HIV and AIDS is so prevalent and is such a big thing in Zimbabwe are still ongoing, and they still have not been dealt with. One of them is something that we've spoken about time and time and time and time again here on The Connection, nyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa, unemployment in the country. Now, professionals have stated unemployment as one of the reasons as to why HIV and AIDS is so prevalent amongst the nation's youth. Now, they've spoken about issues such as vuzu parties. About vuzu parties. These are these parties whereby abantu abasakhulayo bayanqosana and bayadakwa bethatha izidakamizwa, and next thing they're having sex and unprotected sex and so forth and so forth. Now, this is one of the things that professionals have said as a result of unemployment in Israel. Now, as mentioned earlier on, unemployment seems to be touching HIV and AIDS. Now, youth have also turned to things such as sex work as a means towards making money. Now, as as positive as that is, because in some form, some youths are making money, some are on record stating that the economic situation has become so dire in the nation that they're willing to take more money when offered more money for unprotected sex. Let's take a look at a snippet of a mini documentary that was composed by Digital Spaces Lab, which was a project handled by Yamikani Hapaguti na Tinashe Maka, whereby they conducted interviews with some sex workers. Let's take a look.
In the pagunus when the clinic pagunus or test, mononyanya ko enda sere kire na ntumongo jamuchenda mishana mishana.
Na dinyanya nde ibistiri, tinda abuni abu, kumbai di tu chowindi, udi mabasi du sangani zagawanda, sagati chikapa mukaju tinde ko.
Saga pane ma customer kana ma client ona oye chama da chiti anu bashka kubadara mari kana wan kuti musa ya social support ya chama sana ma kundo indi yo no mo chuno ni zuri nani kwa mari kana wan anu chuno mo chama support
ya ni vari ku ma customer agadaru tu saga tizu chika kuenda kuno tizu wa mwaja ni ndo kupa mari kana wan da kupinda saga daru ya unu butango jidau tatoro bani mari aninga kupa Nutu pizro tu riska, votu tambraji, marie. Kuzupani wa mwanu ten senda, pinda ni udambu tanga tatistwa. Zitu watanga kutika tika, nuti itakambu pindo uzo kadaka.
Okay.
Murugudzu wa kuva kune vechidiki, vantabasare kutengesa their bodies mumigwagwa uko ku Zimbabwe. Mwa wawo arikutoti aiwa, pandonzi, sha, bata paka mari ochi, ndisi yo nungo pinda ya gadero. Na uo vanungo vuma. Nukuti chii, hanzi mamiru rakaita ufumi, aneta zhukuru sa. Aba ntapasa kula yunge mpela, are now accepting imali etili, imali ete kaka, imali enengi for unprotected sex. Ngengwa yukuti bonabati, isi mosomno tosenzo, yukuti bonababone ngani ngulula. Or it's better for them, yukuti batuoli imali enengi, instead of going hungry. Wotwa, that is one of the reasons that is pushing nyayai ye HIV and AIDS munyika. So tudzewo maondre nyu sitele numbono wenu ngodabalo khona egudwini abantu abasakhulayo, are they taking the right precautionary measures to ensure ukuthi bangabanjwi HIV and AIDS? Vechidiki, muri kutora matano ese here to ensure kuti hamubati chirwere che HIV AIDS. Ngenani kuhlelo. If you're looking to join us tonight's program, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or you can call me live on air on +12026192077. We're also broadcasting live on a 909 medium wave frequency 4930 per 13860 UHF per 15460 kilohertz per short wave per radio upper and per internet per dandem tande ubulembu bokuxhumana ubulembu bokuzilibazisa i-internet. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and of course sikhona njalo ku www.voashona.com. Saka muri eZimbabwe, makateerera chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa HIV and AIDS. Pindai muchirongwa mundudzo womaonerenyu.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Everybody Once again, Zimbabwe muhle makatirira chirongwa The Connection muineni Mike Hove nasi muchirongwa tiri kubata nyaya ye HIV and AIDS. I've given you the numbers. Now let's hear what my guests have to say. Joining me live ecingweni ugwele he's in Bulawayo going to Tuzeyathunqa umnumzana Sibusiso Pepe. Sibuse so ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti wami unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila unjani?
I'm perfect bhuti wami. Nantu daba lokhona egudwini. Today we're talking about HIV and AIDS. Is this something that has engathi singathi isihluphile abantu abasakhula kwele Zimbabwe na?
Isibaqedile infection. Not necessarily ukubahlupa kuphela, but a lot is going on and most of it is because of the risk fears that are perpetrated by the environment that we are living in as young people in Zimbabwe.
Could you elaborate on that? What do you mean by the environment? What is the environment doing that's now leading to the high numbers of HIV and AIDS? Well, I was reading one of the numbers and I was saying, Uwuthi, just last year there were 1.3 million people were recorded. Uwuthi bona, they were living with HIV and AIDS. So what exactly about the environment is leading to these high numbers? Let me ask my producer to call you back and then we'll try to get you back.
It's also now affecting the it's also affecting young boys because we now have what we call ama cougars, young boys are now dating older women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and because of limited access to information in some services, you find that we then go into risk areas. Some of it is also a mixture of bad policies when it comes to the health of young people. We've got policies that are not supportive of young people accessing my health services. In particular, if you look at the age of consent, you find that the age of consent is double the sex. It's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that for a young person who is involved in sex work in that level at the age of 16, it's now very difficult for them to access services in public health centers. Whereas we've got civil society organizations that are offering health services free, it becomes very difficult if you go to a clinic which is closer to you. Also, the clinic is going to require some form of user fee.
Mm-hmm.
Most young people cannot afford it. They're not employed. So all these dynamics then leave us at risk, they leave us vulnerable as young people.
Now, Sibusiso, we are going to put.
Yes,
okay. Now, early on, I played a video of a young gentleman who had an interview with ladies from the Digital Spaces Lab. And Bona, this young gentleman, he's a sex worker. And he was talking about how the current state of the economy itself has pushed him, yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, to get to a stage and point whereby as a sex worker, he's willing to take more money to have unprotected sex. How many young people are going into this? I've heard this story time and time again of abantu abasakhulayo getting into sex work, especially some as young as 12, 13.
It's very difficult to quantify them. Why? Because like I highlighted earlier on, in terms of policies, even the government don't accept that. That's something that's going on. With an organization sometime last year, that exposed this phenomenon in a town in Harare, and they raise it to expose that. So it's very difficult to answer, but in the fact that's going on now, we're also going to capture some of these data. Of course, also the change program that was funded by the U.S. government, it's in some of the figures, but then it's not effective for the whole country, because it's only in certain districts. You find some of these issues happening. But then when it comes to young men in particular, we've got the issue of the LGBT community in the country. Because it's for a time in Zimbabwe. Again, it's very difficult for them to access some of these services in public health and which kids are to them and supposed to be easier to access. Again, issues of stigma and discrimination from the health workers and issues of attitude and values again affect how the LGBTI and also young people when they've got the opportunity to seek some of these services. For instance, if some 3-year-old is generally 15, 16 years, and if they're 16, they're able to access some of these services. But when they go to clinics, you find that you're asked questions such as, why is it able to sex? But that is not the reason why I'm there for the need to service.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these attitudes then affect the attitude of the health behaviors of young people. Again, it leaves them vulnerable to. It has ways, sometimes very HIV relationship is easy to get, but because of the attitude, you need to let it be there, until it develops and gets complicated. One is so pregnant, again, the laws of the country don't allow for certain legal abortion, and they end up going to take that state to try and ask that service. Again, we need life and it needs a family with young people.
Now, Usbusiso Utindrutaba about the healthcare system in the country. I think it's very evident right now. A lot of people have touched on the healthcare system right now. Not everything is very rosy when we're discussing the Zimbabwean healthcare system. A lot of doctors are not at work. They're not receiving their medication on time and so forth. How is the current state of the Zimbabwean healthcare system affecting abantu abasakhulayo abaphila le HIV and AIDS?
It's bad because initially the HIV and AIDS system in terms of access to art was decentralized to local clinics and relying on the healthcare workers within the local clinics and the local hospitals. But now because doctors are on strike, the attitude and even the motivation of the healthcare staff is very low. It's now affecting us. But then, because you've got CSOs, they are able to bridge the gap here and there. But then this, again, is not sustainable. Because funding comes and goes. It's like there is no funding. Every clinic is not supported by maybe some organization. You find that there's that risk of young people getting there and not accessing their services. A few months back, we also had cases of stockouts off the tracks as well. Again, the issue would be if we have a home minister, we have a contract with the head of department, how do we get to account?
Hai, wote ngumbamba umlomo sithona ukuthi vanhu vari kuti chipo pama Facebook page edu matatu. Thank you so much, Busiso Bamba kancane ecingweni. We'll come back to you in a bit, angithi.
All right.
Kukhasi lethu ele Facebook kuVOA Shona pana top fan wedu Mbasi Musariri ari kuti tasvika. Aiwa, tinogamuchira muchirongwa Masi. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Tari ari kuti tapinda pachirongwa tiripotri kuno kuNamibia Walvis Bay. Yaiprata Afrikaans, Tari, yaiprata Afrikaans. Ndakutaura rurimi rwekuNamibia. Tadiwa ari kuti tiritese VOA Shona kuri seiko. Tadiwa zviri kufamba here? Happy Man ari kuti bvee pachirongwa, watching you from Britain kuBilitani uko. Egias Muvinde ari kuti watching you from Kapa kuCape Town. Tandeka upinde waza wati oh god, mbona ngani she was watching a video, the one that we played earlier on. Umwe wechidiki anoita basa rekutengesa his body nechirungu anomutima sex workers, nayo wanga achiconfess achiti aiwa ganzi opane mariripo eti I'm willing to do it for more money. Hanzi na Masi, watching you from Wedza kuriseko kuwedza Masi. Simbarasha vaita number Hanzi, please call me. Awa mkoma simbatisha kufonerai. Vusi Mpofu Tumelang Studio 7, watching you from Maung Botswana. Tumelang tate Vusi uka intate nake sharp. Arubona uti, what are other people saying pama page edu mamuoku VOA Studio 7. Hanzi na Dixon Moyo, watching you from Polokwane ku Vais Mapisa number. Aiwa mkoma Dixon Chakupinza Mchirongwa Stuart Mapisa Vati. Hi Big Mike, watching you from Johannesburg, South Africa. How's Johannesburg? Connie Aruti watching you from Manchester. Kuriseko kum Manchester. Utube uti ogunye nezinto zama social media izwezenzu uti incha. Itole isibanjwe isifo lese. Anzi nyaye social media. Zurukitika pa social media apa. Wanu achupurana. Anzi njizo zurukita utu wanu. Vechi niki vabate chirwere chiche HIV and AIDS. Hard Life Aruti watching you from Cape Town, South Africa. Kuriseko ku South Africa mkoma Hard Life. Eddie Aruti watching you from my house. In my house. I'm glad I'm in your house. Thank you for the invite, Eddie. Stuart Mapisa anzi pre-responsible grow up. Aiwa. Mkoma Prince Vaisa number yake ari ku Mozambique anzi ndifonerewo kuti ndipinde muchirongwa. Aiwa pane vanhu vazhinji zvechokwadi vari kuona chirongwa ichi. But I have my second guest joining me, Primrose. Asizoni kuti yena what does she have to say? Primrose, welcome to the program, sis. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, sisi zviri kufamba?
Zviri sei.
Mushe, ndimika mapinda muchirongwa.
Maita basa nekutikoka.
Nyaya iyi. Pachirongwa apa pari zvino parunare tinasibusiso bhebhe uyo muchidiki ari kubulawayo. Hanzi nyaya ye HIV and AIDS yashungurudza vechidiki. Hanzi iri kuvapedza. Ngatinzwe maondere enyu ndimi mamutori nevechidiki marimwe zuro muchibata nyaya ye HIV and AIDS. Tudzewo maondere. Primrose.
Hello.
Hey, are you on the line? Did you hear what I said?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Ndanchiti parunare tinasibusiso bhebhe. We are Sibusiso Bhebhe on the line. A young gentleman from Bulawayo, he's the director of Dot Youth. Now, when I was speaking to Sibusiso about nyaya ye HIV and AIDS, ye ari kuti nemaondero akeka. HIV and AIDS iri kupedza vechidiki. It's finishing the Zimbabwean youth for several different reasons, of course. And I was saying that I was telling our listeners that you were with the youth just a couple of days ago, whereby you guys were discussing the issue of HIV and AIDS. Now, I want to hear your thoughts on Sibusiso's take on the issue itself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excitingly, on Sunday, we joined the rest of the nation in Masvingo, where we were commemorating World AIDS Day. And I think one of the key messages we were sharing there is the need to include in terms of all the responses that are done at all levels, I think from community level, maybe we can even start with the individual level, at community level, at the national level, because surely, like you said, I think when we look at the current status of things, even globally, 30% of all new HIV infections are said to occur among young people in the age group of 15 to 25 years. So this is something that we cannot ignore, mm-hmm. because young people are the majority. And if they are the ones who are heavily being affected by HIV and AIDS, surely they should be part of the solution in terms of, you know, identifying, you know, ways to actually end AIDS mm-hmm. with the rest of the country.
Now, let's talk a little about the numbers. Early on, I was telling our listeners when I was introducing the program that there's some positivity. As much as in 2018, there was a recorded 1.3 million that were living with HIV in Zimbabwe. There was also a recorded drop in the amount of infections from between 2010 and 2018. I was informing our listeners, telling them that in 2010, there were 79,000 people who were infected with HIV. And then in 2018, it went down to 38,000. What does this say about the way that the youth are receiving information patotaura nezvenyaya ye HIV and AIDS?
Well, I think, I don't know if my colleague Susiso wants to take it, but from my perspective, you know, I think one of the biggest gaps we still have is, you know, access to, you know, information for young people. You look at vana vanogara kumaruwa, you know, young people in rural communities. Tinungula avawane information is mainly because of lack of access to social media, radio, and other forms that ensure that information moves quickly to them. Interestingly, Restless Development, we did a research with deaf young people in Harare and in Mutare. And one of the things they were saying is that, you know, the situation is even worse for, you know, special groups of young people, like young people with disability. Mm-hmm. Because Netume Bengua information as in this Naku package was in youth friendly ways that ensure that Taino Shika Kwari, Anukansa Kui Sisa, Voy Judges, Ukansa Kui Shansa Shakanaka Youth Shandura Opinuago. So those are some of, you know, the biggest challenges that are causing lack of access to information. I think my colleagues with this can jump in to end on access to information.
All right, before we move over to Sibusiso, I hear I have a call on the line. The guy needs what in Mtere Rarugutini, and then we'll move over to Sibusiso to hear what he has to say. Kola kola Mtere, Rindrom Kamchira, Mchirongwa Chedu Chewe Chitniki, Ariparu Narindian. Ngba no connecting when Yebo Unjani? Ngiyaphila wena unjani futhi?
Hayi yaphila ngiyajabula ukukhuluma nani bafowethu.
Hayi ngikunalapha. Hayi siyaphila sithabile ukuba lawe kuhlelo ngibani okhuluma yocingweni?
Edson.
Buti Edson nantu udaba lukhona egudwini abantu abasakhulayo bathi hayi indaba le HIV AIDS ikhanya ngani isihlupha uzulu wonke jikelele emhlabeni jikelele kodwa eZimbabwe ikhanya ngani isihlupha intsha even more. Awusitshela umbono wakho.
Ya iqiniso series ngoba yazi ukuthi inkinga akula mihla ka next so amadokotela asebenzi yabona inkinga yabona yabo laba bathatha umbuso bathi bona bayakwazi ukubusa but akula into abayiyenzayo most umhlaba kuphela.
Pho kumele siyenzeni ukuze silungisise lolu dubu?
Alomntaba
bengithi kumele siyenzeni njengentsha ukuze silungisise lolu dubo?
Into yazi ukuthi inkinga yabona bona laba abathatha umbuso wakhona bazenza ngani bona yibo abangcona njalo kuthontsha bathontsha kabi yabona. So ukuthi into zilunge yabona kuyafufunakala ukuthi kube nemibandla especially the most suitable
hayi siyakuzwa bhuti Edison, danki danki ngokungena kuhlelo wothi ngithatha omunye umlaleli angithi
danki mntaba ngiyabonga nami mntaba
come back next week angithi bhuti
alright I know danki mntaba it's okay mntaba
hayi wa muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kunomunye umthereri va Edson. Edson was saying hi, you know, ubona ngani umbuso khona, the government that's there right now is not doing everything in their right or everything in their power towards fixing the issue of HIV and AIDS. He highlighted how the health system currently is not in its greatest shape, and he says that some people are not actually getting the correct access to medication. Tuzewa Maondre, you +1 202 465 0318 and your number per WhatsApp, +1 202 619 2077. That's the number if you're looking to call us live on air. But let me move over to Usibusiso Sizwukuthi yena uthini ngodaba lokhona kodwini. Sibusiso usakhona ecingweni? Sibusiso.
I think on the issue of access to information in particular country and people. Because I think in Zimbabwe, that it's never particular, I was just talking about the education sector. And you find that this is one of the best
Network is kindly. What in jail producer so that to call you back and hopefully the network will be better against?
I can't hear you now.
I still can't hear you because the network keeps cutting off. What in jail producer? I'll ask my producer to cut you and then he'll call you back in a second, I guess.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so Zimbabwe umuhleli yamuzwa ubekulo mlaleli okhona ecingweni yena ukhulumile umbono wakhe uEdson ukwele South Africa ngempela wathi udaba lwe healthcare, i-healthcare system elizweni ikhanya ngani isihluphi labantu elizweni. That's one of the things that's leading to it to being so problematic. So ngifisa ukuzwa kini umbono wenu okhona egudwini nanti daba asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini ngempela. Hanzi na try more ari kuchema chema hanzi ndiyiseiwo mu group re studio 7 ari kuda kupinzwawo bvaisa number yake aiwa mukoma time tichakuisai mugroup. Simba rashe bvaisa number tichakufonera brass Simba rashe Washington nayo bvaisa number. Hanzi na Simba rashe mbofana ndirikubatai zvakanaka ndirikuno ku Mafftown ku South Africa. Munyara dzivhati neniwo ndirikukonai ndiriku Zambia. Aiwa zvechokwadi tinotenda zvikuru sa munhu wese ari kutionawo. Na umunyu uyabhala uThembelani uthi siyabonga ngenhlelo zenu siyazibona ngempela yena use Vic Falls ayi siyakwamukela kuhlelo Thembelani. Let me go back to my other guest asizweni ukuthi yena uguest uthini ngombono wakhe. Primrose, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now muri kunzwa vateereri vari kupinda. The first thing he hammered at was the health system. I guess it's unavoidable. On the 1st of December, we had an article where we were speaking to people and some were complaining saying, you know, it was all good for some time. And now the healthcare system itself is making it difficult for some people who are living with HIV and AIDS. Can you speak to that? How true is that? And what does it mean for people living with HIV and AIDS?
Okay. That would be a common trend, like in a country that is facing, you know, some form of health challenges, you realize that it becomes common that, you know, access to services starts reducing, mm-hmm. access to medicines starts reducing as well. And then also depending on your economic status, mm-hmm. sometimes affordability weakens because you may not be able to actually afford the medication. So I think if you look at trends, in Africa and trends across the world, when a country is facing such kind of challenges, it's bound to happen that it trickles down to the ordinary people and they start facing those kind of challenges. And you realize that for civil society, sometimes that's when they start stepping in to play their part. Like, for example, at Restless Development, our main mandate is to ensure that we hand over power to young people and to communities. I'm aware that we have a program that we're doing currently called Peak Youth Tackling HIV and AIDS. We do realize that, the situation that we are in currently, you know, forces young people to rise and to play their part in terms of actually being part of the solution. We have had to work with service providers like Population Services Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe National Family Planning Council, to ensure that we go to those very marginalized areas and pockets of the world with mobile outreach services, ensuring that young people feel inspired enough to take up, voluntary, you know, testing services, HIV testing services. They take family planning services as well and access information. So, to respond to your question, you are quite right in saying that, you know, the situation trickles down to the ordinary people. And at the same time, what we are doing is harnessing the potential of young people to be part of the solution and to ensure that in very small ways that they can, they ensure that, you know, young people, particularly marginalized young people with disability, continue to get these services that they need the most.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Primrose. And then we'll hear what it is. Regarding Tangina Turam Terri, Nduguns on Dinam Terri, I hear I have a caller, Ungana Gutello, as his own with Umlaliana Utin. Caller Colam Terri, Dinam Gamcham Chonga Chedu, Chevich Diki, Arparnaring, Banu Connecting Man.
Hey, how are you?
Mushe, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Arparnarin Dan.
Gomawashi,
the Washington, we and this.
Yeah, ndi mu Washington mukoma.
Aha, aiwa mukoma Washington tinokugamuchira muchirongwa mukoma. Tiudzewo maondo renyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa.
Yeah.
Nasi tiri kubata nyaya ye HIV and AIDS, especially tichitarisa nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe. Zvandoda kuhwisisa ndechekuti vechidiki vari kutora matanho ese here ekudzivirira kubata chirwere cheHIV and AIDS.
Munoona maonero andinoita inini ndinoona sekuti vazhinji vacho vari kuedza kuda kuti vakwanise kuzvidzivirira. But the end of the day, I gave it to you. You know, you don't know me as a Kanaka. I wanted more of the gentleman to get as you know that you know as a Kanaka. And it is only going to come in with you, Adi, Paramina, no corner for that.
Zino Yacho, no country was saying,
Matu, go far both the Chonom. You know, you are the other people, you will see the Kanaka, the Kanaka, the Kanaka. But the end is the difficulty, Munukana, Alternas, the people of Mark, and the Guita, the people of the Guita, as you live in the Rami.
Now, tichitari sanyaye, kune wangu wano chema chema wachiti ma truck driver, nduwe wangu wanuta nyaye yokuti wanumburara one wa kazi wema usikuwa, but not my sex workers. Dzimwe nguva vanobva vati shai ndikawedzera kamari apa ndokuda kupinda uyaka dero ndisina protection. Hachisi chimwe here chirikuita kuti nyaya yeHIV and AIDS iwedzere munyika here?
Ya, ndee zvimwe zvacho zvakafanana nezvezvi. Unoona pandobva kwamutare uko. Unoona kuti vana vadiki vadiki vari ngopedza kana kuti grade 7. Vanoenda kungava kudana nevanhu vakuru vakuona mari vakuita mari yakawanda. Saka inini sekuti ndiri munhu mukuru nova ndine mari ndokupiwa kuti handikakupa kana kuti $20 iwe nekuti hauna mari wakutoti hatendiraziraiti hauchazofungi nezveupenyu hwavo kuti koupenyu hwangu hwakamira sei mangwana apa inini nditori mugara ndakatopinda mune makawandisa zvakanyanyisa
aiwa
but dziziso iri
endera imbe
dziziso iri kufamba hayo dziziso iri kufamba zvakanyanyisa but nyaya iri kuitika ngekuti nguva yetiri kurama inguva yekutambudzika vanhu vazhinji kuti unonge usina chekudya zvimwe wabva unga usina kudya but nekuti wazosangana nemunhu akuti ndekupa $100 wobva wangoti $100 wozongozvitogota hawani chirwere nekuti iwe unonge wakapika wakafarira mari but kusi kuti uri kuda but nenyaya yekuti pane zvanga zvirikutumakumashure.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma washi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa
ngoma wati mteni. Tatenda hangu mudifarisire padora padora dombo ndo pandobva.
No problem mukoma, mudzoke muchirongwa next week andi test tokutsvagai mukoma washi.
Tatenda hangu ndinga ndingoripo.
So zuluka ndaba ndamuzwa umnumzana washi asi ndikunzwa hangu kuti ndina Dr. Dondo danda vari parunhare apo. He's a medical practitioner vari kuZimbabwe nao vachatsanangura zvizhinji kuti nyaya yechirwere cheHIV and AIDS yanetsa zvizhinji sei munyika kuZimbabwe uko. Dr. ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa, welcome to our program.
No, ndinotenda shamwari mai. Vateereri makadii zvenyu?
Aiwa ndinovimba kuti vateereri vari bhoo vazvechokwadi vari kuparticipata ndanditomboverengawo macomments avo. Tataka tokumirira imi tichida kunzwawo maonero enyu Dr. sezvo muri imi mamedical practitioners munonyatsonzwisisa nyaya yeHIV and AIDS. Saka totanga panyaya yekuti vechidiki, I was reading mamwe manumbers ndichitsanangurira vanhu ndichiti there's some kind of positivity to it, even though muna 2018 pakanzi pane 1.3 million vanhu vekuZimbabwe vari kurarama neutachiwana weHIV and AIDS. Asi mukatarisa the amount of people who are newly infected by HIV and AIDS, there was a huge drop from 79,000 in 2010 down to 38,000 in 2018. And if we even go further, tichitaura nezvevanhu who died due to complications related to HIV and AIDS, it dropped from 61,000 in 2013 down to 22,000 in 2018. What exactly are Zimbabweans doing right that seems to be allowing these infections to, you know, stabilize and drop, and of course the amount of deaths to drop?
Okay, all right. First of all, I'll comment on the drop in terms of infection. What is happening, I think, is because of the awareness drive. I think our nation has been going through the Ministry of Health and the various non-governmental organizations. There has been an overdrive in terms of health awareness campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on, especially in the early 2000s. It has been going on, and you find that some of the results we are seeing today are as a result of those awareness campaigns. You might have been seeing television promos. You might have been seeing flyers going around, press carrying information on awareness of HIV, the existence of HIV, awareness for the existence of antiretroviral drugs and therapy, awareness of protective means and of safe sex and good sex habits. This has been going on and on, and because of the experience that was there back then of people dying in numbers, mm-hmm. and many families having to go, having to be left as orphans, and child-gated families, all those things that were around kind of like gave a motive for people to then embrace the knowledge that they were receiving. So I think it's an improvement in terms of sex practice. People are embracing things like condoms, both the male and female condoms, though the male condoms still predominate, mm-hmm. in terms of acceptance. Yes. So when it comes to also death as a reduction in death, you can also attribute it to also removal or minimization of stigma,
mm-hmm.
as well as acceptance of treatment. People are now getting to accept HIV as another disease, which is just like headache, just like flu, which also needs its own specific treatment. So the stigma is slowly being removed, though it is here and there experienced in society, but the way it is now and the way that it used to be, there has been a significant change in the mentality of the youth and even older adults. I think the period where the age group we are looking at is 15 to 49, 48 thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been an improvement in terms of embracing the disease itself. So also awareness to get treatment early for things like sexually transmitted infection.
Mm-hmm.
We see quite a number of people walking into the clinics for treatment of gonorrhea, treatment of syphilis, things like that. So that shows that when people get treatment for STIs, it also mm-hmm. reduces the rate of transmission, as well, and even ultimately leading to the drop in the deaths associated with HIV.
Now, Doctor, chimboni tsanangura iwozvimwe, mabata nyaya yeawareness mukati vechidiki vazhinji vari kunyatsohwisisa. They're slowly starting to receive more information and understand more about the impact of HIV itself. Now, you know, there are traditional reasons as to why the HIV numbers have been really high. You know, there's been so many medical practitioners who have come onto this program and explained as a way of distracting themselves. And then after that, it leads to one thing, leads to another. Now, with all these things still continuing, how do we go and get to a stage and point whereby we can find different distractions for vanhu so that they're not busy trying to figure out ways to indulge in things that they have no business indulging in?
Okay. I think that has to come from a grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
My own personal perception towards that, I think that has to be from grassroots level. If you get it from the family structure.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we start it from there, there is good parenting, and then there is good nurturing of young people into adulthood. I think if we start off there in terms of our cultural norms, our what's not wunu, but the challenge is that no one is able to vana vaninge vachikura vasina role model yevabereki vasina zvavanoyemura kana vari kukura musociety kuti nyangwe vabereki varipo vachivaedza kuvarovedzera vane shamwari dzepane studio kana kupi vari kuita zvinhu izvozvo zvamatsanangura zvakaita sezvinodhaka zvekare nekuda kwe wandu we information yauya kwatiri mazwano iko zvino kuti people now use WhatsApp, people now use Facebook. Back in the days, those things used not to be there. Information can now freely circulate even without the approval or awareness of the parents or whatever is going on. So it is quite a challenge parenting nowadays as well regarding to that. So I don't know if there's a way of censorship, if there's a way we can control certain levels of information that gets to particular individuals in our society. Of course, then we appreciate when people get to full responsibility age, like when they get to age 21 in our nation now, they are on their own. But if their upbringing is sound and solid, they'll be making good, informed decisions that will not get them in danger. And so then, I think if we started off there, then of course there are so many other various factors that can come into play along the way. But I think the good grounding from childhood, I think is quite imperative.
Now, I guess teaching and remembering nyaya mabata nyaya vabereki. Our parents in Zimbabwe, because I remember growing up and I amongst all my friends, not a lot of us had the birds and the bees talks with our parents. Not a lot of us understood the whole issue of sex towards up until a stage and point where we're old enough and we're now teaching things each other in high school. Are parents speaking with their children about the dangers of sex and understanding that if they are to have sex, they need to take certain precautionary measures? Are parents having that conversation with children?
Yeah, that's quite a tricky one. Our cultural norms kind of like reserved that area to the tetes and the uncles. And you find that was the cultural norm. And you find that in certain aspects of our society, it now depends which region you are talking to or you are targeting. But you find I don't have figures yet to estimate, but my estimations would be the greater part of our society belongs to that side whereby it's like taboo to talk about those things. The mother cannot talk to her son about sexual arousal, the dad cannot talk to the daughter about those kind of things. So it is still that sacredness and being taboo is slowly fading off, but that's the greatest challenge which parents do have. And also the fact that now people are now city-bound, most of the people are now city-bound, they now like that whole cultural thing whereby the boys would gather around Sekuru and they would be talking about all these things and the ladies would be around and Anatete and they would talk about those things. So an advice which I would then now give to our parents in this modern day setting is that if you don't teach your children those things, Munye achimutaurira zvinhu zvisirizvo zvaanofanira achiita. Vana vazhinji vanoteerera vabereki vavo kudarika kuteerera. Vanobhiliva. At a certain age, they believe their parents much more than they would believe anybody else. They would trust their parents much more than anyone else. So if you are the first person to bring that information to your child, even if they go out there and then they start hearing other things or other experimental issues, they will have a guideline of comparing what you told them, which is much more trustworthy to them. But in this particular case, they are coming out from home. They do not know what sex is. They probably have got an idea because they watch late night television shows.
And
they
TV.
Get access to probably pornographic content or things that are not allowed, you understand, because of social media. So those become their teachers and not credible sources. So I would advise parents to stand up and take a leading role and remove all these taboos and things. Probably because of age, there is a particular age, you may use certain terminology that is probably not as outright, but delving really into the sex issue and removing the myth surrounding it. As the child grows older and older, make sure that they explore their genitalia. When you mean genitalia, they explore their sexual organs. They know really what they are intended for and what they are used. Unlike that, no, zvataikura tichizonzi ndakakutenga kwaGreater Man. We need to tell them zvechokwadi kuti no mwanangu wakabuda mudumbu ramai vako. Then at a certain particular age ozotanga kuchiziva kuti akambopinda sei mudumbu imomo kana zvi zvakaitika. Something like that.
All right, well, Doc, rega ndikubatei parunhare pamunomo nditore muteereri, and then we'll move back and try to wrap up the conversation. And this
wonderful.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle, I hear ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndine mthereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Kola kola mthereri ari parunare ndiyani. Kola kola mlaleli okhona ecingweni kubani?
Yebo ukhona uLucas.
Bra Lucas. Unjani Dube?
Niyaphila njani?
Hayi mina ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila Dube, kunjani kwele South Africa?
Hayi South Africa siwa nawo.
Nantu daba likhona egudwini. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala bethi hayi i-HIV isisiqedile ngempela, isisibulele. Uthini ngalokho?
Ya hayi, nami ngomunye wabo ngiyakhala vele nabo abanye abafundi. I-HIV isiqedile abantwana. And mangibhekisisa mina, yebo kambe ziningi izinto kakhulu abantu baseZimbabwe, abantu baseZimbabwe. Inhlupheko idlala indima enkulu kakhulu. Ungabheka laba abasemakhaya. Umunye noma engafuni ukuqoma, ugcina siqoma noma engasafuni ukuqoma. Ngenxa yokuthi manje lo muntu amqomayo ugcina selenzela zonke izinto, agcine sekuthele kuye, agcine sekuhleka ukuthi nokhondomnosea. Esephila ukumdakulisa ngendlela yokuthi uye lo muntu athembele kuye uyomenzela konke. Then ma futhi kuzokuthi nami thina siya ngapha futhi egoli sibaleke emakhaya. Osisi basuka le makhaya beza lapha bafike bahlangabezane nobunye futhi ubunzima. Kuzima ukuphilezela engaserakini, kuzima kakhulu. Wesithatha abaningi bakhona ningenamaphepha, nisenza 1, 2, 3. Then kube khona ukuthi abanye bethu abosisi bethu bayaresha mabe ema-police station kule side e-South Africa, bayaresha mabe e-police station bayokhuluma ukuthi reshiwe kanje kanje ifoyisi asiyeli i-DID okungekho emthethweni. Kahle kahle khona kukhona emthethweni, but amaphoyisa azigcine sebayenza kule ndawo. Abanye babo bagcine nabo sebehlala noma ubani, umuntu akanamali erenti usebuyeni, akukho sihloko seduze, egcine eqoma nje ukuthi akwazi ukuhlala ebona kule ndawo.
Hayi
le ndaba idlala umthelelo omkhulu kakhulu ekuthini i-ADC ilokhu into engibona engathi ingaba yi-solution lapha mina mangibhekile, ngicabanga ukuthi iyenze ukuthi silungise i-economy, sikwazi ukuthi ekhaya i-economy iphike, sikwazi futhi ukuthi uyabona nathi singaphephelezeni noma sibone ukuthi isimo asivumelani nathi, sibekezele phela lapho sesibekezelele ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthola isinto sokulala sisile.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa bra Lucas, isikhathi sesidliwe ngumango ukula abanye abafisa ukungena kuhlelo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena ngithi but.
Alright, hayi ngibonge nami.
Next week ugoduka ngithi but.
Ya hayi ngizoza.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga. Alright, Zimbabwe muhle, let's move over to Sisi Primrose Teens wo ukuthi vanothini nazo. Primrose, are you still on the line?
Still on the line.
Right, a lot of things have come about since the last you on the program. Now, one of the things that seem to be highlighted is, I'm sure everybody's heard of this, the whole blesser culture. A lot of young women and a lot of young guys are now dating people thrice their age. Now, is this something that's contributing towards HIV and AIDS in Zimbabwe?
Yes. I like the caller who called in. Doc just got in. Mm-hmm. And it made me think of a few things that I'll just mention as highlights as you requested. One of them that we should not is dynamics surrounding HIV and AIDS. You know, it touches my heart so much. We say that 1.3 million people are living with HIV and AIDS right now. Do you know that in 2017, it was estimated that 740,000 of them are women? That means it's 56%. Mm-hmm. What does this say? It says that we still have a lot of gender dynamics surrounding HIV and AIDS. And this is present within relationships, within marriages, and it strongly drives HIV. We talked about truck drivers. I'm not sure if it was you. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of the issue around sexual, you know, deadly. And you look at the first sexual encounter of a young person and what drives that. If you look at it, it's really centered around poverty and really centered around issues to do with child marriages, centered around intergenerational relations. The issues embedded in the system and the society that we live in to poverty, you know. And the other thing that I also really wanted, especially when you talk about these things, we also need to single out the hardest hit groups. We talk of women, we talk of girls, we talk of key populations, we talk of young people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. You know, a young person who just said to me, sexual beings. People just assume feelings, you know? So you're completely ignored. So, you know, for me, I think, you know, I don't want to paint a bleak, you know, kind of situation around us. But what I've experienced firsthand in my work, working with young people, is that more often than not, if we give them the right tools, the right support, the right resources, they have the power to address these interesting challenges. You know, so I think I'll end there. All and really right. Tease out to listeners, Kuti, what is it that we can do collectively to really address some of these underlying issues that really, you know, even compromise the progress that we continue to make in terms of actually addressing HIV and AIDS in our country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Primrose. Ngo andiye ajgana na so. I guess for now, Ndongoti, thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongwa. Tosangala the next time I can have you on the program, Andis.
Alright, thank you so All much right. for having us.
Thank you so much. Right, let's move over to Prasbuda. Is Busiso usakonekcingweni?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Bless our culture. We know Vuzu parties happens, especially going to Ziyathunqa. As we wrap up the program itself, awungitshela ukuthi kahle kahle abantu abasakhulayo, what exactly do they have to do to ensure ukuthi they start taking the right measures towards reducing amathuba abo obanjwa yi-HIV and AIDS?
So, for me, I think for young people, once you have a information ekwanileyo, you can learn a manga like the doctor said, that we shouldn't hide some of these issues because we assume that some people do not know. But there's some scholars are talking around issues of social media. So I'm saying that let's try and give young people access to information and empower them to make the right decision. When it comes to issues of the party, for me, as a young person, I feel the mistakes that we made, that our parents made in response to this party, was to demonize young people. My parents talk to young people, it's more about entertainment, it's more about change. If you look at the education curriculum, when do I have fun and when do I have fun? We don't control space, we say. So when many people come to get fun, we then have some of these people come through to show I'm a drug. And you find that it's actually adult, it's not young people. But in our response, again, let's engage young people and find out when all of us are into that, and let's do most of trying to tell them which this works for you and this doesn't work for you. I would appeal to our government, I'm a politician, but the ones that are doing the administration, our politics, our directors, especially the ministers that work with young people, let's not be more I'm a citizen. But if I have a 12-year-old person at school, you know, which is 12, it means they are having sex. Let's prepare them. Let's give them that education. Let's not hide their name, their culture, or anything like that. Where are we when they are having sex? What role are we playing? How encouraging and how are we helping them? And for us, also, as young people, let's take responsibility for our lives. Yes, things are happening, things are tough, but
thank you so much. Thank you so much. Alright, Doc, the last 30 seconds of the program. Doc, let's wrap this up. How do we fix this issue?
Oh, sorry, come again.
I'm saying, I guess in the last 30 seconds I'm giving to you, could you leave your parting words for all of our listeners that are watching this program and listening right now?
Okay, all right, yes. What I want to say is thank you for this opportunity and for bringing this topic up. And now to my listeners, I'll say, to those that are negative, let's try and stay negative. Mm-hmm. And let's do all self-practices of sex. The greatest.
What about those that are positive?
And in the medical field, we recognize it as the greatest risk reducer, you see, to the abstinence. And then if you are not able to practice self-sex practices,
Alright, Doc, unfortunately time has wrapped up. Zimbabwe Muhle is cut some sense. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. Anokone Kainemfaro, Dini Mike Hove. Bye bye.